finance and economics.
Funding fighting against the grain. Ukrainian farmers are using the cover of war to evade paying taxes.
Since Russia began its invasion in 2022, Ukraine's economy has shrunk by a quarter. But the ravages of war are not the only reason for the government's reduced tax take. Businesses are also making use of the chaos to dodge paying their fair share. This is particularly true in agriculture, which before the war was responsible for 40% or so of Ukraine's exports by income. The sector has been transformed by a scramble to find export routes safe from Russian attack. As Taras Kachka, Ukraine's Deputy Minister for Agriculture, notes, this disturbance has provided plenty of opportunity for farmers to optimise taxes. Around 6.5 million Ukrainians, or 15% of the country's pre-war population, have escaped the country, shrinking the domestic food market. At the same time, Russia is targeting transport infrastructure, grain silos and other agricultural equipment, which has driven up costs. Many workers have been recruited by the armed forces and are at the front. If you can drive a tractor, you can drive a tank, notes Mr. Kachka. Farmers, therefore, not only have new opportunities to evade taxes, they are also increasingly desperate. The result is that 2 of every 5 tons of grain harvest now avoid contributing to state coffers, according to Mr. Kachka's estimates. Some of the black grain wrongdoing happens on a small scale. Perhaps a tenth of dubious trades are conducted via barter and cash payments, for instance, which make it straightforward to hide transactions from the taxman. Another tactic takes advantage of the landmines and unexploded ordnance that are now scattered across parts of the Ukrainian countryside. Since land contaminated by explosives cannot be worked, farmers with safe fields have discovered they can stop reporting harvests without raising suspicions. Dmytro Kakan of the Ukrainian Agri-Council, a farming association, says that such tricks are limited to a fraction of farms in areas directly affected by fighting. A bigger problem concerns the use of grain exports to escape capital controls. After Russia's invasion, these were made much stricter in order to prevent money fleeing the country, with the central bank setting a fixed exchange rate of 29 hryvnia to the dollar, which undervalued the currency by about a quarter. Farmers are able to falsify documents to pretend that the grain they are selling is of a legitimate tax-paying variety, or to understate revenues when selling abroad before keeping the proceeds in a foreign bank. Sometimes they also sell grain at a low price to a foreign organisation that is in cahoots with them or secretly under their control and often based in Turkey or Romania. Proceeds from such sales are returned to Ukraine, but cash from a subsequent higher price sale to another firm is not. Crooked financiers serving as middlemen handle the logistics for a cut, often around 2% of profits. Companies established to hold profits are then shut down before deadlines for currency repatriation arrive. Some are registered to a homeless guy who doesn't even know that he was director of a company, says Yuri Haidai of the Centre for Economic Strategy, a think tank. Although such manoeuvres are not entirely new, use of them has soared. Marianne Zablotsky, a parliamentarian who has investigated the matter, reckons that in the past 2 years, more than $3 billion has escaped the country via black grain, with other estimates suggesting the figure may be even higher. Over the previous 8 years, the total figure was probably $4 billion. One official at the Economic Security Bureau of Ukraine, an investigative body, says its efforts to de-shadow the economy include analysing data to find suspect shipments and improving information sharing between its detectives and customs authorities. All told, the ESBU has investigated more than 1,300 agricultural firms in the past 2 years. Meanwhile, the government is easing capital controls, including by improving the exchange rate on offer, in order to limit the attractiveness of parking earnings abroad. These measures are popular both with the wider Ukrainian population, which sees tax dodging as a betrayal of a cash-strapped motherland, and farmers playing by the rules, who complain that black grain pushes down prices. They also help Ukraine's case when it goes to allies asking for more financial support. Tax receipts have begun to creep up as the changes take effect. But there is a long way to go before the crackdown can be judged a success.